Day 14, December 14th. Today's reflection is based on Psalm 90 and was written by the Reverend Dr. Martha Murchison, class of 2009. Advent means coming. Its focus is on a long-held and long-expected hope that has not lost its light. The difficulty is that we not only wait for that light in our very dark world, but that we wait during the darkest and longest days of winter. Time can seem unending on those days which begin slowly and end early. The dark nights can be stifling. We wait and hope for the promises we've read about in Scripture. Deserts breaking into bloom, swords beaten into plows, food and housing for everyone. We wait and hope for the promises to come. But it is dark outside. It is difficult to imagine that anything might change. How can we find a light for our wee bit of hope? The psalmist gently broadens our vision beyond the dark December sky. He calls us to look back over the entirety of history to trace the hand of God upon our story. Before the mountains were, God was. Before the mess that is part of our world, the wars, the hatred, the degradation of the planet, God was. God was before it all. God has been dwelling with humanity through the arc of history, and God will be with us from everlasting to everlasting. It is in the memory of that presence that we can find light for our hope. It is by the story of what has been that we can envision what can be. It is in a tale that is larger than each of us, but that is written about each of us, that we can find a way to make those promises a reality. It is in the waiting and in the dark that we can imagine the ways toward peace and the steps toward life. It is then that we can join in the prayer, "Come, Lord Jesus, come." Today's prayer. Remind us, dear Lord, of your presence throughout history. Remind us that you have been with us and will be with us and offer us a new direction. Open our eyes to see beyond the worries of our present moment. Help us find light in the darkness. Lead us to share our light so that others might find light also. Amen.